Alright. So you know why we're here today?
Yeah, to talk about multiplication.
Alright. So what is multiplication?
Multiplication is basically addition. The only difference is you add the same number together over and over again, the amount of times that the problem says.
Alright. So give me an example of how multiplication is like addition and how it's different.
Well, with addition, if we had 8 plus 12, you would just add the number 8 to the number 12, and that would give you 20. But in multiplication, if you had 8 times 12, you will add 8 over and over again 12 times, and that will give you 96.
Alright, so give me another example of how addition and multiplication are the same and how they're different.
Okay, let's use 2 plus 5. If we want to get the answer to 2 plus 5, we'll just add the number 2 to the number 5, and that will give us 7. We can also go backwards and add the number 5 to the number 2, and that will also give us 7. Multiplication works forwards and backwards the same way. If we add 2 times 5, we'll just add the number 2 over and over again 5 times, and that will give us 10. We can also go backwards and add the number 5 over and over again 2 times, and that will also give us 10.
Okay, what about 1s? How does multiplying by 1s work?
Well, if we had 1 times 15, we'll just add 1 over and over again 15 times, and that will give us 15. Also, if we went backwards and had 15 times 1, we'll only add 15 once, and that will also give us 15. Basically, 1 times any other number will always equal the other number.
Okay, what about multiplying by zeros? How does that work?
Well, you can't add something together 0 times. This means that anything times 0 will always equal 0.
Well said. Since we understand multiplying by zeros and 1s, how about we just start off with our tools? You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.